MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, April 14, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber is supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the mid-70s. High tide in Gloucester Harbor, 7:11 p.m. Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll was back in Salem yesterday to speak at the North Shore Realtors' annual legislative breakfast at the Hawthorne Hotel. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that Driscoll spoke about affordable housing and how she sees the issue from a statewide perspective as people have a choice on where they work and where they live. In political news, Peabody Ward 6 Councilor Mark O'Neill will not be seeking re-election. The Salem News reports that he has served since 2017, but he cites increased responsibilities at his day job, so he'll be leaving the Peabody City Council after his third term. In education news, Manchester Essex High School has selected Julie Segroy as the school's next principal. She is currently an assistant principal at Danvers High School. Lynn Schools will be looking to hire a director of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Item Live is reporting the school committee voted last night to hire such a person if funds can be included in the upcoming budget for the new distinct position. Meanwhile, Michael Titus has been selected to lead the O'Malley Innovation Middle School in Gloucester. He's currently an assistant principal at the Collins Middle School in Salem. Newburyport has recently lost two community legends. Former Mayor Byron Matthews passed away in late March, and just this past week, former football coach Jim Stalen died at age 90 on Wednesday. This is Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon.
Coach Stalen had such an impact on generation of Newburyporters. And it's just ironic that this is happening so soon after Byron Matthews passed away, who was another legendary mayor here, who passed away a few weeks ago now. But they both kind of came around at the same time here in Newburyport. Byron, lived here at the time and then, went on to be city council and then the first full-time mayor in 1966. In the earlier 60s, that's when Coach Stalen came to Newburyport to teach and coach at Newburyport High School. And talk about bringing a sense of community, a sense of pride. His teams always played with class and respect for the game. And just Newburyport, it became appointment viewing here in Newburyport. If you've ever seen old pictures of the 60s, 70s, and even into the 80s of how big and important Newburyport High School football was here for the community.
Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Rays yesterday 9-3. The Rays start the season now at 13-0. Sox return home tonight to host the Angels. The Bruins wrapped up their regular season with a 5-4 win in Montreal last night. The Celtics will open their playoffs on Saturday when they play host to the Atlanta Hawks. Here is Celtic Marcus Smart.
See, we're up. We're excited. We're excited to get another chance to make a run for it. And obviously last year taught us a lot. And one of those things was never take this for granted. Because you never know. We might never have this opportunity again. But we're excited. And we're ready to go.
In North Shore Sports, the Salem News is reporting that Chris Timpson is stepping down as Danvers boys basketball coach after 6 years on the job. His job as a Beverly firefighter is impacting his time commitment that he can make as the school's head coach. In high school baseball from yesterday, Bishop Fenwick with a big 8-2 win over St. Mary's. This is Fenwick coach Matt Antonelli.
Everybody contributed. We pretty much got everybody into the game at some point, and everybody did their job, which I was really proud about. I'll start off with Mikey Geisler again. I feel like I talk about him every game. 100 pitches, 5 innings, did a great, great job. Battled the entire game. He's really emerged as a leader of the team. And his energy, passion has been awesome so far this season. So he was great. Marco Carrillo came in last 2 innings, closed the game down for us. He's
offensively for Fenwick High School?
Well, whether it was a bunt, a steal, a fake, anything, any type of play we put on, our guys really executed, which I thought was fantastic. Costa Beachin broke out with 3 big hits. Carter McFadden had 2 hits. And then we had a bunch of hits kind of scattered throughout the lineup. So Really proud of the way we played. Really big win for us now to go to 2-1.
Bishop Fenwick baseball coach Matt Antonelli. Marblehead baseball will play host to Masconomet today. This is Magicians coach Mike Giardi.
Yeah, you know, one of the things with Masco is, you know, great coach up there. You know, TJ Barrill has been around the league for a long time. He gets the game of baseball. It's funny, you know, TJ, you know, Johnny Cahill over at Beverly, you know, Joe Kapp over at Swampscott. We all know each other, played against each other at some level somewhere. He runs a solid program up there. They got a really, really good pitcher, you know, and they got a good program up there. We're not sure who we're going to face just yet. We haven't seen, you know, who might be available for pitching. You know, we post it up every day. But they really do have some real, real, real good players. And it's been a battle with them. And again, whoever's going to get after it is going to be the one. We're probably going to face Shirley, who's their number one pitcher, throws very, very well. And you know, he's the type of guy that we're just going to have to be patient and really work counts and hopefully get deep into his pitch count and hopefully maybe get to that bullpen a little bit.
The Salem softball team, 2-2 on the season, including a 4-3 win earlier this year against Marblehead, will be playing at Swampscott this afternoon at 4:30. This is Witches softball coach Rick O'Leary.
Every game's tough in our conference. We can't take anyone lightly. You know, we're so young that we have to go out there and, you know, give everybody, you know, the same respect, because you never know who's going to come and have great games to the other teams. So it's going to be a dogfight.
Absolutely. Rich, anything else? That is sports. I'm Bill Newell, along with Rick Moore, thanking you for joining us on North Shore today. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.